You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Organized sector brick-and-mortar apparel retailers are set to post a revenue growth of 7-8% this fiscal, buoyed by festival and marriage season demand, said a report by Crisil Ratings. This is despite inflation impacting discretionary spending in the first quarter. The growth during the fiscal and over the medium term will also be facilitated by continued store expansion, including to Tier 2 and 3 cities. Despite the moderation, revenue growth will be comparable to the almost 8% range seen before the pandemic, it said. Last fiscal, retailers had recorded a strong 38% growth on a low base, driven by swift recovery from the pandemic-induced slump and higher realizations following a steep increase in raw material prices, which was passed on. Moving on, global liquefied natural gas prices moderated in CY 2023 after achieving lifetime highs in CY 2022, with domestic consumption expected to grow 6-7% year-on-year. This was aided by changes in demand patterns across the key consuming nations, including China, EU, Japan, South Korea, and the US, said a report by ICRA. The LNG demand from China has been subdued amid an economic slowdown, rising pipeline flows from Russia, and increasing use of coal. The EU demand, the report by ICRA stated, stabilized after the initial peak owing to mild winters, austerity measures, and a weak economic environment. The demand from Japan and South Korea was also tepid owing to their increased focus on the use of renewables and nuclear power. On the other hand, the US domestic demand has also witnessed subdued growth, and with healthy gas inventory levels, the Henry Hub prices have moderated, it added. Now a news related to India-Canada tension. In light of the increasing anti-India activities and a rise in politically sanctioned hate crimes and criminal violence within Canada, it is of paramount importance for Indian nationals residing there or planning to visit to exercise extreme caution. Recent developments have shown a particular focus on threats aimed at Indian diplomats and segments of the Indian community who stand against the anti-India agenda. Ministry of External Affairs issued an advisory on Wednesday, September 20, 2023, for the safety of Indian nationals and recommended them to avoid travelling to regions and venues in Canada where such incidents have occurred, adding that the High Commission and Consulates General will remain in close contact with Canadian authorities to ensure the safety and well-being of the Indian community in Canada. In another development, Truecaller, the global communications platform, has unveiled its new corporate brand identity with the redesigned brand logo and app icon. As per the announcement, the new look and feel of the brand with a refreshed app icon reflects the essence of the Truecaller brand, making it more distinctive. Interbrand and Truecaller have conceptualized this together to create a governing idea and key insight that addresses people's desire for clarity, confidence, freedom, and fulfillment. The company stated that the new brand identity has been created with an intent to serve as an enabler and help a change for the users who are prone to vulnerabilities and increasing scams in the digital space. In a separate development, due to the shortage of staff in the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, the aviation regulator is taking at least a couple of months to issue licenses to trained pilots. According to the sources, DGCA is grappling with the shortage of staff at key positions. Upon completing their training, individuals must acquire a commercial pilot license to become eligible for piloting commercial flights. According to sources within the Civil Aviation Ministry, pilots currently face a waiting period of several months to obtain their licenses, and this waiting time is expected to increase in the coming months. The Directorate of Training and Licensing, DTL, which falls under the Operations Department responsible for licensing, has a total of 129 authorized positions for assistant directors. Now a news related to auto industry. Escorts Kubota, one of the leading engineering companies in the farming and construction equipment segment, is looking to set up a non-banking financial company with an authorized capital of Rs 700 crores. The board of directors have also approved a capital infusion of up to Rs 200 crores as and when required, as per the business plan of the proposed entity. The new company is being set up to finance the company's products and support finance needs of customers. Escorts Kubota says, subject to the approval of MCA, RBI or any other statutory authority, if any, the indicative timelines for completion is expected by July 2024. Lastly, benchmark indices ended lower for the second consecutive session on September 20th, with Nifty around 19,900. At close, the Sensex was down 796 points or 1.18% at 66,800.84, and the Nifty was down 231.90 points or 1.15% at 19,901.40. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.